Welcome to the Perpetual New Machine. We are your pioneers of poor decisions. I'm Bill.
I'm Sid.
And I'm special guest Eric. Our poor decision this month was Rift, an MMO WoW-like game that's very
WoW-like.
Yeah.
WoW-like? That sounds like it's popular.
It was actually kind of popular for a bit. And then it went free to play.
Well, it wasn't isn't that how they all go?
Yeah, pretty much.
Isn't that how every game goes?
That is the life of the MMO these days. So,
Copy, anyway, WoW, fail.
This is, this is another Steam game, because we're being good about that, apparently. Yay! So here's what, they have to say about themselves on Steam. Free to play. No trials, no tricks, no traps. Join, Yeah, you know free-to-play is bad when they have to state that it's not a trap. Like, seriously.
Like, right up front. Like,
it's like
no,
we're
no,
not
no,
toxic,
come back,
guys.
Come back.
Join thousands in the award-winning free-to-play MMORPG Rift registered and enter the world of Talara as an immortal ascended. Go to war against the prime armies of the elemental planes in an ever-changing landscape full of massive, dynamic battles and countless dungeons and raids. We found one.
Yeah.
One. Build your own class using the Ascended Soul System and embark on epic conflicts that bring you into the story, taking your RPG experience to new heights of achievement and excitement. Bill? There are so many features for you to read.
So many features. Build your class? No other game lets you build your class the way Rift does. Specialize in a single class or pick and choose ability from many to create a character uniquely suited to your playstyle and have fun while you experiment. I don't think that's actually true at all. Choose your role. Each character can have more than a dozen saved roles, so you can build different classes for every situation. You might have one for PvP and another for raids, or perhaps you want a high damage or high defense build. The choice is yours to mix and match as you see fit, and switch at the press of a button. Never saw that. Massive dynamic battles. Invasions unfold zone-wide, creating epic conflicts that bring you into the story. Save the world alongside hundreds of other players and fight to reclaim lands from invading hordes. Okay. Dungeons and raids. The world of Talara is rich with strife and danger. There's over 30 dungeons and raids. Quote-unquote, countless. No matter what size party or what challenge you seek, there are plenty of options including 2-, 5-, 10-, and 20-player instances, plus hard mode dungeons and more. PvP combat. Battle others in exhilarating player versus player combat. Earn PvP ranks, titles, and loot to further enhance your character. Head to crossover warfronts or three-faction conquest and fight others in open-world PvP. Dimensions. Customizable housing spaces allow players and guilds to own slivers of Talara. Use countless building blocks and items you acquire throughout your adventures to build anything you can dream. Free and full-featured. Instant adventure, onslaught, world events, guilds, artifacts, wardrobe, and more. You get a wardrobe, guys!
Woo!
Rift is the ultimate MMORPG with a best-in-class free-to-play model letting you play the entire game at no charge. That said, I hardly even encountered the monetization. That was just off in a corner, so I'll actually give them that.
Yep, it was sitting by itself, all alone.
Making no one any money.
It's true.
It gave me free stuff every day, and I would still forget to go in there.
Like, I took a look at some of it. It's just, like, a whole bunch of crappy costumes. For the most part.
Yeah, that's what you get.
Which is kind of what I expected, but it's like, Like, none of them look like they would... Why would I want to buy those? They look terrible.
Some people get really into that, and that's basically... basically rich people paying taxes for my video game welfare. Man.
Jesus. We had to go that route, didn't you, Bill?
It's a pretty good analogy, actually. Sid, do you want to read some of these dashing reviews?
Oh, God, there are reviews for this game?
There's three one-sentence... Steam is actually giving us box quotes now, right up front.
What? Where? I don't see this on the page.
It's right above the About the Game. There's a section called Reviews.
Oh.
We're not editing this out.
It's very well hidden.
No.
Because I'm not looking for things that tell me the game is good. Reviews. Rift develops top-notch gameplay in spades.
Delivers. You tried.
Puts the massive back into MMORPG. I'm not sure what that means, and I don't know necessarily good.
I don't know what that means, but I do know that it's wrong.
That is a thing. I don't know if it's correct. It's fantastic. Go get it. Well, I'm going to have words with that individual later.
Also,
it's actually not as bad as Sid wants to make you think.
True, but Eric, it has a Metascore of 84 out of 100.
Whoa,
do you really think it's going to live up to that score on the and better scale?
Yeah, an 84 on Metacritic is like our 50. So, yes. Also, I'd like to point out that because this is a free-to-play game, and has been the entire time it's been on Steam, it has the Go Get It thing right next to a button that will say you already own this game. And I just think that's pretty funny.
Yeah, there's also the standard, hey, this is a free-to-play game. Here, add $160 worth of DLC to your cart. It's like, really? There's $160 worth of extra crap you can buy just for that game?
That's nothing. Did you see how much DLC there is for Marvel Puzzle Quest?
I have not played Marvel Puzzle Quest. So no. No, I have not.
I put in hundreds of hours into that game, and it's not good.
I will continue to ignore it then.
Yeah. Like, it had some promise, but it turned out to not be good at all.
So speaking of spending,
he has $150. Never mind. I'm sorry.
So speaking of spending $150 on things that you shouldn't, Bill, how much did you spend on this game?
Pretty sure I spent no money.
Eric?
Yeah, I spent $0.
Sid?
I spent at least $87 on this game.
Whoa.
Why? Why did you do that?
Based on the minimum wage, that's the minimum dollar value for the time wasted on this game.
I am going
Patrick,
to put
what
a potato down your head.
What the hell else are you going to do with your time?
Anything else.
You're not... Here's the thing. You're not going to put this game down and go work a minimum wage job for 2 hours a
you
week.
You volunteered this, so this time is not worth minimum wage. Sorry.
Yeah.
Your argument is failure.
And dumb. It's a dumb argument. We're already at the Sid is wrong side.
Yeah. Isn't that just the start of the episode after I introduce myself?
No, usually we give you a little bit.
It's kind of the start because Sid's not his name.
I guess, yeah, then technically the word Sid is
just
wrong.
Literally as soon as he opens his mouth and says, I'm Sid, he's just wrong. Anyway, let's talk about our characters.
So we had the brilliant idea of making all of our characters, or naming all of our characters, like hobo names, I think.
Yeah, well, what happened is we were hitting the random name generator, and it was very close to some funny things. We just...
Yeah.
Edited it slightly.
Yeah.
And it became use the random name generator, then change it slightly to sound like a homeless person.
Exactly.
Not our simplest one.
No, but we had some pretty good ones. Bill, you want to start?
I was the first one. I didn't actually edit mine. This came about after I had already saved mine. I was Pedro-like.
What?
Yeah. That's just what the random name generator
was. That was just a random
name. Yeah, that was an unedited wow. random name, which is...
That's why mine wasn't quite as homeless, but still pretty homeless.
Yeah. Sid?
I think I rolled up... The name it gave me was Beer Mola, which I changed to Beer Mooch.
Very nice.
And I wandered around mooching beer and setting things on fire.
Wondrous. I chose a race of people that have very Middle Eastern names, I guess you'd call it. And it came up to, like, Hassamic or something. So I changed it to Ham Salmonak.
Pretty good.
Which was, yeah, pretty great. And, let's see. Brian had Hobodrite, which was great.
Brian nailed it.
Yeah,
John's nailed was it. Unpronounceable.
Don just slammed his head on the keyboard and came up
with... That was his entire character creation process, too, wasn't it? Because he was picking... character appearance sliders.
Oh, yeah, without the model or textures loading in.
Any of the tech. Yeah, oh, yeah, anything right, loaded.
Right. Well, what he did for his name is he had it generate one and then just kept adding E's and I's to the name until the game made him stop.
Jesus.
Which is how you should really approach all fantasy games if you're going to be real honest with yourself.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find a screenshot in my files here that'll actually show his entire name.
Oh,
but it keeps showing me stuff in raid format and it keeps cutting off.
Open up the noobs. I've got one screenshot that...
So far away.
I've got one screenshot that has it.
I apparently don't, so...
Well, let's...
Yours is all in a zip, though. That's so much work. So John's name is just a legend because it's too hard.
Legend lost to time.
You guys are just so dumb.
Yep. No, we're not dumb. We're lazy.
And a little dumb.
You're whatever.
Just a little dumb,
but mostly lazy.
Oh, I found it in one of David's one. It is, I'm going to try to pronounce it, Eripderiorionite.
Let's see. I know I've gotten. Yeah,
that sounds like something. Eripderiorionite,
actually. Yeah. That's, yeah.
That sounds like something a homeless person would yell at me.
True. So, John, you still win on that.
Thank you, John.
Eripderiorionite.
Did we mention David? Because his was Rekalala. Which I don't fully get, but I remember thinking it was funny when he explained it. So that sums David up pretty well.
It sounds like some sort of awful vegetable that you'd find in a garbage can because no one wants it.
I think it's a Jewish thing. Which, let's not go down the road of comparing what I said to comparing what Sid said.
Not at all. Please don't.
Let's move on to something completely different that won't get us
before we dig
our
before we dig this hole any deeper.
Probably. Knowing us.
Yeah, we live in that hole. So, do we have any crash to talk?
I didn't crash.
The only thing close is the game had one of those, we will load it up, and once it gets to the point where it's playable, you can just play it, and we'll just kind of keep patching in the background. If you tried to run it while it was still patching, it did not run well.
No.
Yeah. That's because it was
it ran like shit.
Using all the bandwidth to download the patch.
That's true. Oh. But it would just have not all the things you need to play either.
I crashed
your character creator. It didn't have that.
Nope. No. I only crashed a desktop once on an off night, and that was just pretty clean, so nothing huge, one-time thing. It ran pretty well otherwise.
Yeah, pretty solid game. Here's the problem with us doing this once a month. I don't remember how to do any of this crap. Do we just talk about the game now?
I think so.
Yeah.
This is an MMO. That's
yeah, pretty much. If you played World of Warcraft, you pretty much played this game.
Like, I gotta say, the concept for, like, the storyline was interesting at the start, where they just sort of dump you into the world. It's like, they dump you straight into the apocalypse as it's happening.
Yeah.
And then they fuck it all up by going, oh, no, you're the chosen hero, and sending you back in time to fight out all
the... Which was still a cool idea.
I don't...
But here's the problem. Here's the problem. They chuck you back in time, and you do this stuff. Had they done what I was expecting, and had a small, tight map with some crazy crap going on into it that you could solve, and then you jump through another portal and go to another world or another time or something, and they just kept things moving like that, that would have been really cool. That's what I was hoping for.
I kind of wanted to see it play out as what happens if they send you out into an MMO during the apocalypse happens, but you somehow survive and keep going.
I mean, that's Fallen Earth.
Like, maybe. I don't know. I just feel like there were a lot of different directions the narrative could have gone that would be interesting, but not in this format.
Anywhere.
Not as an MMO.
This one, and they even could have pulled it off in an MMO sense if they were clever, but all it was is, here's this cool setting, and you're in a field.
And here, go punch some rabbits or whatever the fuck.
Least interesting, like, world map that I have ever seen.
Yeah, it was just... Here's some grass and a pond.
And the best part is like, you're going back in time to prevent all this from happening, and then none
it's
of
like,
your quests.
No, that's the interesting stuff. I want to interact with the interesting stuff.
The worst part is, if you succeed, you never get to go to the interesting stuff. Well, you're preventing the interesting thing that you want to see.
And apparently, your character knows this because nothing you do on your quests have anything to do with anything that...
Not a single goddamn
it's
thing.
It's just random, like, hey, there's some monsters over there, why don't you fucking kill them, you know?
Yeah, and that's the problem, is that this game falls into the same trap that every MMO seems to, of they don't do presentation.
No.
At all.
No.
Like...
They build you up as the chosen one, and then they drop you off, and like 2 hours later, you're just like, you want to go fishing?
Yeah, it's like there's this awesome cutscene narrative thing going on at the opening to draw you in, and then it's just...
Which, kudos on that for even bothering to do that.
Yeah, that got me...
You're a hero, here's a training center, click these things, Wild Star.
Yeah, like, shit. The opening zone to the game kind of got me interested. It's like, okay, this could go somewhere cool.
And the opening cutscene, too, it's just like, this rift opens up, and these dudes come out, and you fight! And you're just like, fuck yeah, this is a place where rifts should just open up! And I could fly all over the place.
And
but
then
no,
you're in a field, killing boars and rats and skeletons and shit.
To a level 50 area, I don't think there were any other worlds. I think it's just that field and the lake
map.
And some mountains.
Yep. Just tons of field.
Acres and acres of wasted potential.
Yes. I want that to be the box quote.
Sure.
Acres and acres of wasted potential.
Sure. That's fine. We can put that on the homepage if we have our sites looking.
Oh, I was talking about for the game, but I guess that works for Ann better, too.
I'm just opening some doors here. Speaking of, too, the skill system that they were highly touting, like, at a glance, you see these three giant skill trees, which that's what they're talking about build your class, mix and match.
Yeah,
it's just three skill trees.
No, I think you could actually swap out the skill trees themselves?
You can.
I think so. I don't think we ever got there.
I did.
That would,
you get that when you're like level 15. But
oh,
like,
forgot there.
Yeah,
but
the thing is, it's
like
just
it was
like,
useful.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, that's when I got to pull out my little pet. So I had like a pet class. But I mean, it's just like, why?
I'm building the class that I want to play. Yeah. And if I try swapping drastically enough that where swapping would actually make a difference, I'd have to have another set of gear.
Yep, pretty much.
So
like, I went, you know, single target for my main class, because with warrior, you're still a warrior. It's basically fight, fight, or fight.
Yeah, don't get ahead of yourself, Rift. It's warrior, mage,
cleric, rogue,
body technique. So
yeah, pretty much. So like basically, there are two main attack paths you could go with warrior. You could go single target or you could go multiple target. So I went single target, and so when I got the second like roll thing, I'm like, all right, I'll try out multiple target. That was poop.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It's complete and utter crap.
That's what I was playing, and it was super boring.
Yeah.
So, I need to stop like, playing greatsword classes in MMO and save them for classes where there's actual fun combat.
Because
it never pans out. I thought greatsword was best sword.
Greatsword is best sword, and greatsword is terrible, then...
See, acres of wasted potential.
See, like, Neverwinter got it right. The Neverwinter greatsword class
was awesome. Yeah.
Because it's like, you have a greatsword, you're going to just tear the shit out of everybody. That's your job.
The literal turds right out of them.
Yep. Just like, fuck defense, fuck, you know, subtlety, just, you have 2 tons of steel, you are swinging it around like a madman, it's going to do a crap ton of damage. And it felt good, because every swing was just like, skablam, everything flies backwards.
Yeah, that's another thing, this game had no friction.
Oh no.
I had a charge attack, it was charge. You two stand there until one of you falls down.
Yep.
That's all the combat was.
If you played WoW, this game has done nothing to improve on it.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of tried with the skill thing. It tried to take WoW as the base, but if you've listened to this show before, that's the problem.
Yep.
It doesn't make for a fun game because it has that just death stench of done before.
Yep.
And it's not going to draw in the player base because
you can't
even if it is a better game, it's got the player base already.
Yeah. You can't
Facebook. There's a pretty much any website is better than Tumblr, but if that's where your friends are, that's where you are. That's all that matters.
Things I could say.
Yeah.
All that said, it's mechanically, it's the same thing as WoW or Star Wars. It's pretty solid. Like, it's
well, at least Star Wars had something extra going for it.
Yeah, it's like, not what? Bad, but the presentation is such that...
Yeah, Star Wars had presentation. It had all those cutscenes. It actually had a story that you could pay attention to.
No, but I'm talking about, like, in terms of the combat and the mechanics, like, Star Wars had presentation that, like, we had shit like the lightsabers swinging into each other as an animation when two lightsaber characters fight and shit like that, whereas this is just sort of like...
And you had, like,
you throw a fireball, but you don't get the sense that the guy is actually getting hit in the face with a goddamn ball of fire and it explodes. It's just sort of like, oh, there's this little ball of light that went that way.
It really feels less like, here's an impact, I just cast a fireball, and more, I am going to subtract some numbers from your self-dispatch.
I hit 3. Yes. It makes effect. You lose health.
Yeah.
Yay.
Thanks. No.
Yeah, it just got really stale really fast.
Yeah. Like, I want every MMO to have at least, like, Neverwinter is the new bar for combat. Like, that game's combat was solid as hell. Because everything was so crunchy, you know?
Yeah. And it could be better. That's what makes it a bar. Because it's something that you can get over. Better.
But, like, Neverwinter is the best I've seen. Like, it even trumps Guild Wars 2.
Which, like, if I could still get up for debate, but I haven't played either for a while, so I'm not.
Oh, like, I got up to, like, level 60 on Neverwinter. Yeah, their combat is way better than Guild Wars 2. Just in terms of, like, character progression and like, the fact that it's once.
Yeah, I guess character progression, because Guild Wars 2, if you got really into it, you kind of got all the skills fairly quickly.
And it's,
which is a blessing and a curse, because that's what made Guild Wars 2 seem so cool, because you got stuff right away that you could play
with. But Neverwinter, you filled up an action, your you know, 5-slot action bar quickly. But you kept getting new skills, and new skills that radically changed the face of your combat.
So when are we doing the Guild Wars 2 episode?
When it goes actual free? In this one, it was, I hit 2, I hit 1, I hit 1, I hit 3, 1, yep. 1, 1, 3, 1, 1, 1, oh, it's gone.
Yep. Well, that's because you're playing Greatsword. There's a little more to juggle as a mage.
Maybe.
Or at least as a little.
But I think that's exemplary of the problem. Oh, you're just a charging demon elf with a giant sword. Of course it's going to be boring. Like, that's the problem.
The problem I ran into was particularly during Rifts, like, I had all these cool things, all these fire spells to cast that worked really well in tandem with each other, but the enemies ended up being so squishy, even the level appropriate ones, that I just never got to really use them. Like, it was pretty common. That's also, I think, a problem just with the rifts in general, is that they don't seem to scale particularly well, because almost every time the, what I guess would be the boss character for the rift spawns, like, literally within 3 seconds it is dead.
Yeah.
And even with it's just a horde of level-appropriate people.
I think that's just a inherent issue in trying to do an MMO. Yeah, it's cool for 30 people to show up, but you have two options. The thing just explodes, or it's just got such a big health bar that everybody's just clicking, 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 clicking.
Yeah, but sometimes you want that clicking, 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 so that you have, you know,
I'll agree that that's the better option.
Yeah, or you like, do something smart.
That's the approach they take in Guild Wars 2, and it lets everyone
mass
in a horde and use all of their abilities to actually accomplish something.
Well, but also,
the other end of the spectrum is just, oh, it shows up, it spawns in, and it's dead.
Which sometimes is funny.
Also, what Guild Wars did, I believe,
really fast, Bill,
is when additional players started to attack it, like, its defenses, it would scale up.
That's the thing, is that,
like, 100%, so, like,
the bosses don't have that at all.
Right. So getting a big group in Guild Wars 2 actually it still mattered. It made those fights easier, but it was still a fight for 15 people as it would be for 5.
Right.
Which was awesome.
Yeah. I think the proper way to do it for the MMO is to have your overworld, but have it be more of a hub rather than the point, and have instant dungeons you can go do with 4 people where you can easily just scale it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and make a structured experience that you can dive in with your friends, blow up, and leave, and make parties on the fly and go do this thing.
And for
Nobody
the most part, at least
does that anymore.
Well, I mean, that was actually the cool part about Neverwinter.
Neverwinter. Neverwinter did it well, but
yeah.
I can't think of another example of somebody that did a lot of instant stuff. And that's really frustrating.
Yeah. Guild Wars 2 needed more instant stuff.
Yeah.
That was a big problem with them.
They did have some, because you had those story missions, and those were always a fucking highlight.
Yes, those were great. But they're few and far in between.
Yeah. Especially once you start getting up higher levels, and it takes you longer to get level to level to unlock more. Yeah, that was an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But at the start of the game, when you could kind of ram jam through them, that was a fucking thing of beauty.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Plus the way the game scaled too, it was just all right. I think scaling your level back to be appropriate for a given area.
Oh,
also a thing more games need to do.
Yeah,
even if it's just
their
like
whole
an option
thing. Like when we start working on Borderlands 3, if we don't implement something like that, where it's like, hey, guess what? It's no longer a problem to play with your friends online.
Yeah.
Whoa. Like we're.
Hey,
just...
you can pop back into this area early in the game and still have fun.
Yup. It was pretty great. And the best part was, is, you know, like, when I was talking to some of my fellow designers at Gearbox, they're like, well, that's dumb. You can't, like, feel like you're overpowering an area. I'm like, no, because they would allow you to level past, like, what, maybe, like, 3 to 5 levels past.
Yeah, you'd still be over-leveled, and your gear and abilities would still stick around.
Exactly.
So you could still wreck stuff up. But
right.
it's not just click stuff. And then the entire room is gone.
Right.
Well, sometimes that's cathartic. So.
Sometimes.
I don't know.
There's a case
to be made for making it optional is that, okay, I'm going to play with my friend tonight. Let me scale back to his power level.
Well, that also made you sound like an asshole.
Yeah. Now, having it just done so you don't have to...
So there's no thinking on the player's part? Yeah.
Well, there's no hassle.
Yeah, just make it convenient and automatic.
Right,
yeah.
and it doesn't require you to party up with somebody if you want to go back and play old content.
Yeah, plus if they put you to level 7 in a level 5 area and you've got a bunch of abilities, you can still have this catharsis of,
wrecking
guess what, idiots, I have so many grenades. And you can still wreck face.
Yeah, you can wreck all the face.
And it's not so fast that it's just click, boom, and now there's nothing to do in this room. But it's still much quicker than when you were in before. You get that structured, scripted amount of power in there to feel like just right.
Agreed.
This is how I feel. It's all I've got, man.
I agree.
There's a bunch of things that Rift didn't do. That said, as far as your run-of-the-mill cookie-cutter MMOs, it is still a little above average.
I mean, yeah. It was polished.
It had production value.
It had that kind of, like, Korean MMO feel, though, where it's just like,
yeah.
Things were kind of convoluted for no reason other than to waste your time. Especially that town and that library.
Oh, fuck that library.
Fucking quest in this game. It was just
damn
like,
it.
Here, go talk to this person.
Yeah.
Here, go
here,
kill
waste
a whole
your time.
Things.
Here, waste your time.
Like,
here, waste
why am I doing
time.
This? What is any of this for?
Why is anything?
I believe the key quote to sum this all up is David saying, I am literally watching crops grow.
Yeah, he did say that.
Yeah.
And I believe him.
Yeah, he was entirely right. I remember that quest. You're just standing in a field waiting for a thing to pop up so you can click on it.
Yeah, it was...
If you're the chosen one, do nothing worthwhile with your life.
Yeah, pretty much.
Go weed the garden.
It would feel more right if they said, you're the chosen one, buddy. Because then you'd realize they're patronizing you.
That would be really fucking funny.
In our upcoming parody MMO, that's going to be what it is. It'll be great. But yeah, this game was fine. It was an okay example of a bad genre.
Yes.
I think
that's the most fair compliment we can give it.
Yeah, I guess. Because that means it's still bad.
Yeah. So, do we want to move just straight into reviews at this point? Because I think we covered the game pretty well.
Yeah,
don't we box quotes first?
Oh, yeah. God damn it, Sid. Yeah, boxer quotes.
Shit, I'm drunk and I'm more on point than you are. What the hell is going on?
It's been a long day. So, what's your box quote? I had one. I forgot it because I'm so mad.
God. Ah, fuck.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Here's my box quote. You know, WoW's free now, too.
Very well done.
Oh, God. I had one, like, last week.
Great.
It was something to the same effect. And I don't fucking know it anymore.
It's fine.
What was that shit I wanted to put on the box earlier? Like, at the beginning of the episode?
I don't know.
You won't believe you're not playing World of Warcraft.
Yes, Acres of Wasted Potential.
Right. Acres of Wasted Potential.
Drift? No, this doesn't have cars. This is Rift. This is a game. Where are you going? I wish the monetization were worse so I could call it Grift.
Grift, yeah. Go back in time before all the interesting shit happens. Yeah, there's really just not much to say about it.
Oh,
it's kind of it's bland.
It's like, this is an MMORPG.
It's
there's
like,
not much else to say.
It's like if...
100% vanilla MMO.
It's like if in Back to the Future, Marty went back to finals week and everybody was busy, so he just kind of hung out at the ice cream shop. Just kind of cleaned up just odd jobs.
Yeah.
There we go.
That works.
All right. Sid, I'm sure you've got the lowest score, don't you?
probably. Yeah, I also have...
oh, yeah.
Quotes, which we really need to come up with a name for that section. So,
Schlock
this month...
quotes.
What?
Schlock quotes.
Maybe.
No, it's stupid. Don't use that one.
So, we start off the month with, these are some of the sodas we like.
Sure.
School of Plants, starring Jack Black.
School of Plants.
I think I remember that.
You never put a flaming squirrel in an asbestos box, have you?
That was a fascinating discussion about lighting your entire home with flaming squirrels.
No, not lighting as in illuminating rather than setting on fire.
No, John and I were talking about illuminating. We were talking about how these clearly don't burn things around you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's N for tree.
Yeah.
David was trying to figure out how to bring up the skill tree, and
yeah.
John was telling him.
Yeah.
I don't have it written down, but I assume this is a Brian quote. God damn it, buttons.
That might have been me. I think I had a bunch of drinks one night, and I got really mad that there was a keyboard.
Sonic Adventure Butt Rock.
Yeah.
Bill is the dick. This might be my favorite one from David this month. If we die, we can stop playing.
I remember that one.
Yeah. He said that a lot.
We're not player characters anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think was in reference to the best part of this month, which we neglected to mention was on the final night, Brian just was
gave
ready
up.
To bolt. Yes, Brian gave up and started following some random idiots around.
And that was when we remembered what we got into this for originally, was to just be a
people?
Bunch of morons.
So Brian was following these two idiots around, just annoying them with his very presence. And I think eventually David wandered in and started, and then, what was it, they tried to drown them? Because Brian just put them on follow and was just wandering around the map with them, with these low-level
like you
idiots,
do.
As they were screaming at him to stop following them. Meanwhile, he's, like, casting heals and shit.
Yeah.
Quit helping us!
Quit helping us. So, I thought that sounded like a bunch of fun and joined in.
Also, Brian frickin' started yelling at us for not joining.
Yes,
hey,
yes,
I had important work to do. I swam across a lake and died, and then I swam down a waterfall, but found out that it was upstream coming towards the water. It was very confusing, and then I died in the ocean.
Wait, did you fall up the waterfall, Bill?
No, I fell down the waterfall and found the river was running towards me.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's super weird.
All right, so we just ended up getting everyone conga lining behind these idiots for, God, it must have been at least a half hour.
Oh, yeah, we did that for an hour total.
Yeah, and then I think they just AFK'd on us, so we started conga lining onto other people.
Yep. Mounts.
So that we could conga line after the people who had mounts,
and
they kept running away from us.
The screen was John's back because his mount was taller than mine.
It was a good time.
But at some point, I said something along the lines of, I accidentally said / follow an NPC when I meant / follow Eric, and then realized how appropriate that was.
The most appropriate.
Yeah. But wasn't really enough to save the game, so.
No.
On to reviews!
Yay!
And since I'm probably going to give it the lowest score.
Yeah!
There's not a whole lot to say about this. Like,
I mean, we already said it.
Yeah. On paper, the combat mechanics, they're fine. They're largely similar to the template from which they're drawn. So they're functional. They work. They're fun. At least for me. The presentation, as we've gone over, is kind of rubbish, and both the combat mechanics having no weight to them and the storyline just being a bunch of garbage you can thoroughly ignore, and a squandered world setting that was just such a letdown. The opening was like, this could be really cool. I could be into this. And then you just put me in the most generic, uninteresting, boring, bland setting possible. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. So, and then the questing system is exactly the questing system I hate in every MMO.
Yeah, the laundry list.
Yeah.
The laundry list, run around this town and with a poorly designed map and stumble into the right person to talk to because we want you to just wander around and talk to all our NPCs because we're pretending that there's a storyline that's presented in a way you should care about. It's like, no, fuck you. I'm having a miserable time. I don't want to find your next quest marker, so I'm just going to wander out into a field and shoot squirrels for a bit and then get bored and harass other players.
Like you do.
Like you do. When the game just doesn't provide entertainment on its own merits. So, overall, I think I'm going to give that a 29.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
It was not a good game. Like, it's a mediocre example of a bad genre, as we decided earlier.
No, we decide good example of a bad genre, but you can decide what good means in that context, too.
I didn't have any fun. I was, I literally spent the entirety of Night 3 just sorting my magic cards. I was logged into Vent, just sorting magic cards and waiting for you guys to figure out that I wasn't there, and it didn't fucking matter, and it was a much better use of my time.
Speaking of, here's a quick side note. The other day I was going through a box of stuff, and I found the couple decks I had of the World of Warcraft trading card game.
Oh, God.
And I paged through those. Some Some art in there would look awfully familiar to those of you that played Hearthstone.
Gee, I wonder why.
Like, maybe identical?
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. Maybe I'll take a picture if people want to see it.
I think you're just discovering that's actually intentional.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay.
Because Hearthstone is a card game, except it's online now.
Pretty much.
It's also a much worse card game. I remember the trading card game being actually pretty good. But that's last episode.
Well, the card game is designed by WotC, and Hearthstone is designed by Blizzard. So
with some ex-WotC people, but yes, mostly by Blizzard.
Yeah. So.
Which Blizzard is very, very good at making things extremely pretty and having some of the best user interface and feedback. Like, their feedback is insane. Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful, feedback on it for Hearthstone was. But
Blizzard is a high-end rock polishing machine.
There we go.
All the buttons do what they're supposed to.
But
you put in there, turns out nice, and you can put it on your shelf, and people go, oh, yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's still just a rock.
Yeah, it's still a rock. Yep. You can roll it around a bunch, I guess.
But they're, you know, as Diablo 3 is a good indication, their game design takes a few iterations before it really gets to the point where it's...
Oh, I thought you were going to say lumps to the head, but I guess
you know.
What? That's one of the iterations. Where they literally assault you. That's in the form of trying to log into battle.net and you haven't been logged on for months and it counts that as suspicious activity. They have to verify.
Oh, yeah, that's got it worse. I don't think I can recover my account because I haven't logged into it for so many years that they just don't have any of the information to retrieve the account.
Oh, dear.
And I think they reset the password, too, because the ones that should be associated with it is working, so... Which is why I had to create a new Battle.net account last month.
Yeah.
So, good job, Blizzard, on locking customers out of their accounts.
They're really good at it.
With no resolution available.
Anyway.
Good job. You're keeping those hackers out and everyone else.
Yeah. Given Eric's reaction to SIDS 29, I think I'm second.
Probably.
This game, like I said, I'm sticking with good example of a bad genre. I think there's little things on there that are slightly better than average. That's great.
Yeah.
It was still a disappointment. Like I mentioned before, I saw a rift and I was just like, oh man, we're going to have a bunch of different settings and different times, maybe. That'll be really cool to have just a bunch of variety. But as you'll see in one of the screenshots in the post, there's one screenshot where it's just interface, the same grass texture, single squirrel. That's most of what I saw. It's just flat, boring, not a lot of stuff going on with the game. I had some fun in the sense that I was playing a game with my friends and numbers were going up, and that's okay just as a standard part, but all in all, pretty unfulfilling, and it's not something I'm ever going to go back to. I think I would just give the whole experience a 36. So.
Competent but uninspired, 40.
All right.
There's really just not much to say. It is competently done. Like, technically, it is great. It is solid. The animations are good. The interface is okay. But it's just they copied WoW and decided to add very few things. I will say, like, the whole rifts mechanic, if it played more epically, like, if you could actually start some of the public quests like Guild Wars 2 had using that, like, hey, look, there's this little thing on the map. I'm going to go to that and activate this.
Yeah, they did the right thing of being able to see it from far away, and it looked kind of cool, but it was less the sky tore open and gods coming out and more, oh, shit, we missed a little spawn point in Gauntlet.
Yeah.
There's ghosty dudes
it's
coming out.
Like, I mean, some of them did have some bosses, but again, those bosses were chumps.
Yeah.
And they were like maybe twice your size at the biggest. Like there was one rift that opened up like on day two, and this frickin' demon that was like 50 feet tall pours out of it. And,
yeah,
like,
that was crazy town.
50
He's,
people
like,
start
across
just
the country. Yeah.
Yeah, and like there's 50 or some odd people like whacking at this thing. If that happened more than just once in the four nights we played, and that was the focus and not the like laundry list of boring bullshit, then that game would have been awesome.
Yeah. I think the condemning thing is, you said sometimes there's boss. I'm pretty sure there's always a boss, not always that big, of course, but there's always a boss for the last stage of the rift. Yeah. It just goes so fast that usually you don't
notice.
Yeah,
it just dies in
care.
Literally
like,
3 seconds.
Doesn't do anything.
You don't realize it was a boss until you've cleaved it down and you looted it and it actually had something okay in comparison to the rest of the stuff. You're just like, oh, did I just kill a boss?
Well, no, that's the problem, Bill, is that it went down so fast I never got to loot it because I never got to touch the damn thing before it was dead.
Okay, I was AoE, so I always nicked it. So.
Yeah, it's just bad.
But yeah, pretty exemplary of the problem. Sid, what do we average?
35. It's a bad game.
Yeah, I can't recommend it to literally anyone.
Nope. It was not fun.
Yeah.
Said, rooftop, so.
Yeah, that was alright.
Good on them for providing that experience.
Yeah,
which
really
I hadn't had before, so.
Really long reels, that one.
Yeah.
The
only good thing I can say about it.
Yeah. That said, Ords! Most awesome person? Brian started the only entertaining thing that happened.
Yes, so that's why right. Brian is my vote for most awesome person.
As well.
He kept me entertained this month.
Yeah. Become a Valiant Ace or some shit? No.
Ace fighter pilot.
Never gonna get it right. Most metal?
No.
Coolest character? No.
I had the best name.
Nope. We all blended in with each other. We were all just...
Oh, yeah, the character designs were kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
Yeah, there wasn't really a lot you could do to differentiate.
We had male and female purple person.
One more thing. They did let you turn individual item armor pieces on and off for the visual display.
Which I didn't notice.
It wasn't just hide helmet, it was hide every single armor piece. So I thought that was kind of good.
Yeah, thank you.
I'd like to see more games do that.
Yeah, more customization, please. But that said,
and they didn't make you pay for it.
Kind of customization.
Yeah. But yeah, nobody stood out, so that's rolling. I think that'll roll pretty well into next month, though. Is that all the awards? That's all the awards.
That's all the awards.
Next month, we are playing Crimecraft Gang Wars.
Oh,
hell
shit.
Yes.
Because it's our 2-year anniversary, let's go back to the gritty streets of crime. Also,
and Sid can drive around and not do anything.
No cars.
Sadly, there are no
cars. What?
So I'm going to be severely hampered in that aspect.
However, it is instanced. Good third-person shooter PvP and PvE instanced stuff.
That's not bad.
So, yeah, no, it's not what I was expecting back when I first played it, because I've played this before, as I said.
Likewise.
It wasn't what I was suspecting, but...
It's pretty solid.
It's good, yeah.
Like, this is a game I've been wanting us to go back to play.
Yeah, absolutely. This has always been on the list, so I'm enthused. I think that the monthly challenge should be hardest criminal because it makes me laugh.
Hardest criminal?
Hardest criminal.
I'm just going to go with best crime criminal or alternatively biggest gun.
No, I think hardest criminal because hardest makes me laugh. And
God damn it, Bill.
It's pretty open to interpretation, too.
I think we're shooting ourselves in the foot here.
Probably.
Oh, no! think it's an attainable goal. So, it's better than become a Pokemon master. So,
hey, I got that
you're above
one.
Average. Yeah, exactly. You got that. So, yeah, we're going to play Crimecraft. It's going to be great. Also, the month after that, this was going to be what I suggested for next month, but it lined up in the worst possible way. Shit, forgot the name of the game. Starts with a D.
What?
Fuck if I know.
Defiance! Defiance is going free to play.
I don't know what that game is.
As of next Wednesday. It goes free to play the first Wednesday in June, so we can't play it for June. So how about we play that in July?
Works for me.
I laughed so hard when I saw the release date. I was like, son of a balls. Yeah, that'll be neat.
Sure.
So it'll be a summer of shooting and fun.
Yay.
Yay. Thanks to everybody that came out to play. That's John, Brian, and David again. Thanks to Shale Rally and All Blights Backfire for the use of our theme song, Haters Unite, off the album Ultimate Songs from the Pit. You can buy it on Bandcamp. Shale also has a game up on Steam Greenlight, which you should go vote for. I put a link to it in last month's text post, but I thought I'd actually mention it this time because I forgot to last time.
You butt sauce.
Whatever. So yeah, go vote for that. It seems like it's a neat thing. It's a puzzle game based around chords on a guitar.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a nice little idea. So go vote for that. See what that's all about. Again, be sure to join us next month for fun and prizes and me sweating and yelling and shooting a fictional gun. It'll be great. Until that time... Ding?
Congrats!
Yay!
Ah!
That was awkward and dumb. Tonight we will rain hell upon the sons of bosses with righteousness and scars.